This is a guided meditation time with Rose, the One. And if you're able, as you let yourself dip into this meditative space, if you're able to have some Rose, either absolute or essential oil with you, that would be wonderful. And if you don't, it's absolutely no problem. But if you do and you have it there now, you can take a drop and hold one finger over point CV17, which you can find a picture of on your quantum acupoints chart. It's on the sternum, just about an inch above the level of the nipples, on the center of the chest, and then the other finger on point Yin Tong between the eyebrows. And if for some reason you feel called and pulled to place your finger somewhere else, please do. And if you don't have the rose essential oil with you, you can either sit or lay comfortably with your hands relaxed, or you might choose also to simply lightly touch these same points and calling upon the energy and the fragrance and the spirit plant essence of rose as you do. And calling on the overarching consciousness of rose as a plant spirit and plant ally, and particularly as that spirit is distilled into the precious oil or the precious absolute, calling that in now to be with us, to guide the energy in our body, mind, and soul, and to show us what it would have us see at this particular time. Softening into your breathing. And letting your awareness come into your full physical body, into your form as you, in this manifestation at this time. And experiencing the seamlessness between your physical body, your breath, the breath in, and the breath out. And the seamlessness between that breath that can't be touched or held, the seamlessness between that breath and you in physical form, you as you lay or sit where you are now. Feeling the singularity of your spiritual essence infused into your physical form. the energy and the medicine of rose travel down and into your heart. And from your heart, extend out through your literal and energetic circulatory system to all of your limbs, to all of your fingers and your toes. And very much noticing the one-pointedness of the energy of rose going directly and precisely to each space and place and non-space within your being. And experiencing the enormous specificity and at the same time the enormous, vast, all-encompassing softness of rose medicine. It's the specificity of the very tip of the thorn. It's pinpointed and it fiercely protects. And then there's the soft, buttery, velvety opening and expanding petals of the rose itself. Experiencing the quality of these two energetics as they coexist within your being. Now bringing your attention directly to the center of your chest, to the heart center. And again, being aware and noticing the medicine of rose interfacing with this space and place. And you may feel any number of things from a quality of numbness, an absence of activation or awareness, almost a distance or a distant quality. Or you may feel a deep ache, an ache almost like the ache that can be experienced when you're sad, when you're grieving, but it's located right in the center and in the heart area. You may experience some tension in the back of the heart or in the front of the heart. Or you may experience just simply a complete softness, connectivity. Whatever it is that you experience is exactly the blessing that Rose brings to you at this time. And you might think, oh, I don't want the blessing of heartache. But know that if you're experiencing any ache or resistance or numbness, that is because Rose is penetrating with its great specificity. And it's allowing for movement. It's allowing for a more full facing into it's allowing for feeling to emerge, feeling or energy that we may have trapped away or stuck away in that area for a while. And if you're feeling the numbness, just stay with your attention on this area and let Rose move deeper. And work with those points of connection. I'm going to be quiet for a few minutes and we will let Rose deliver its healing work, its essence, its alchemical essence, to each of our heart centers now. If you find your mind wandering to the busyness of life, bring it back by bringing your awareness and your mind's eye to a single rose, to the picture, the image of a single rose. Staying focused on that image and allowing Rose to work right in your heart center now. This is profound and needed work. And oftentimes when it comes to this quality and this precision of work, we will unconsciously check out. holding that image of the rose and allowing the breath and the circular connectivity of the breath, the circle of the in and the out of the breath. You may feel emotions move. And just let the energy behind the emotions move through, out and into the air, down and into the earth. There's nothing to hold on to. And now seeing and imagining, knowing, feeling the presence of either Mother Mary or Kuan Yin or perhaps both, feeling, knowing, seeing their presence next to you, around you, in front of you. Their beautiful hands with palms open towards you, radiating out pure, pure, unconditional love. See what it feels like to receive the energy of pure, unconditional love. And allowing this energy and the gift of rose to touch any emotions that may arise in the face of this unworthiness, shame, and feeling and receiving pure, unconditional acceptance. pure, full acceptance of everything that you are, all that you are, all of you, every imperfection, every piece of every experience, the ones that you're not proud of, the ones that you're proud of, the ones that you've buried, the ones you have no memory of, the ones you have too much memory of, all of it wrapped in this beautiful, beautiful rose blanket of unconditional acceptance. Allow yourself to feel this. Bringing your awareness to the fragrance of rose, and let that fragrance move through your entire being, head to toe, inside out, feeling, knowing the grace that fills you. Knowing and feeling the fierce grace. Knowing and feeling your boundaried and protected self. And bringing your awareness into the heart center for these last few minutes. Allowing your heart center to be reconfigured with strong and healthy and clear boundaries around your own heart. Having the proper protective thorns in place, but with full color, full radiance, full breath, and full compassion, being able to move freely in and out of the heart space, in and out. The domain and the strength of this center of you, filled with grace and fiercely protected in the healthiest possible way. And receiving this reconfiguration now. And in closing, asking the Spirit of Rose if it has anything it would like for you to know at this time. and giving deep gratitude to the spirit of Rose in your own way. And to the guiding spirits of Kuan Yin and Mother Mary, we thank you and we honor you. And finally, a deep bow, an extension of acknowledgement to your own heart. The beauty and to the wisdom to the richness and to the fullness and to all of the beautiful light that spills out of all of those wounds of your own precious heart.